Hi there. My name is Karen and welcome to How Homesteading Found Me, also known as Humble Beginnings Homesteading. First off, let me say that I'm a city girl. Grew up in a suburb around a major city. Was comfortable walking to the train, taking the subway. Once I got off the train and wandering around the city, as in New York City. Spent some time in the country visiting relatives. Enjoyed it, but never planned on living in the country. Too quiet, nothing to do, too dark at night. I love the excitement of the city. You could get up in the middle of the night and hear and see people mulling around, doing something. I don't know what they were doing, but the fact that there was activity was exciting to me. I liked the hubbub of city life. I even worked in the city for part of the time. By the time I left that job, city life had lost some of its glamour, but I still figured I'd live in a suburb near a city. Never thought I'd end up in the country, homesteading no less. Not even sure I knew what that was back then. Fast forward some years ago, married, living in the country, and I found myself growing things. My husband thought it would be good to have a garden. We began small, maybe 10 by 15 feet, very doable, manageable. But that was too shaded, so he decided it would be good to have another garden, somewhere in the sun and bigger. It all sounded good in theory until it was bigger than life, waiting for me to do things, feed it, fertilizer, water it, weed it. Look for nasty insects and diseases, take care of them, and harvest what was produced. It was like an insatiable pet that always needed something from me. And to top it off, during harvest season, for quite a few years, my husband had to work mandatory overtime. How convenient, I thought, when I was out there up to my eyeballs in tomatoes, beans, melons, various types of squash, and you name it. I was probably picking it. But what to do with all those zucchini, pumpkin, beans, fill in the blank? Oh, and did I tell you about the free strawberry plants I got from an acquaintance because I came and looked over the homeschooling materials she had for sale? Well, it was July, very hot, and the plants she ripped out of her garden, there were many, looked dead, more than dead. Anyway, I planted them in the heat of the summer, a no-no, never expecting anything to come of them. Well, at this point, over one-third of our garden is strawberries. So then I have all these strawberries that I had to pick and didn't have time to do anything with them, so I threw them on a cookie sheet, froze them, spaced apart so they'd freeze individually, and then I threw them all in a Ziploc bag to be used at any time for eating, for smoothies, for jam, you name it. And that's how homesteading found me, or if you prefer, how I fell into homesteading by accident. It began with a garden, and then there were chickens. I never planned on having a garden, especially not a large one. Ours is 20 by 100 feet. And I never planned on having chickens, but suddenly there they were, with loads of eggs for the taking. And then there was kombucha and sauerkraut and sprouts and my husband's fruit nursery / orchard, but I'm getting ahead of myself. Thanks for stopping by for How Homesteading Found Me. We'll chat some more later. This is Karen saying bye for now.